Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Hello there. I hope you're having a terrific day. I hope your day is as exciting as mine is. I am staying away from any media, any person, as long as I can to not know who the President of the United States is. Because honestly, I don't care. The last 8 years of my life have gotten better and better because of my efforts. And everyone else could be operating in the same mode that I'm in. So I don't want to know who the President of the United States. Please do not be the one to deliver that message to me. I will remember you forever, whoever you might be in my life today. I don't care. It's not out of disrespect for a person. It's about high regard for my life. To spend any brain cells thinking about which player won yesterday doesn't matter, because I didn't hear either one of them speak of slashing their own base of power over the people. And until I heard that off the lips of a person, I don't care who they were. They will still have power over the people through their budget, their base of power. So I'm so looking forward to today, not being exposed as long as possible to the chicken pox, those who decided that perhaps she was it. Perhaps he's it. And I'll get all these goosebumps all over my body, and life will be better, and the economy will get better, and, you know, business, and each of us becoming business of our own, is how life gets better. Because you're not reacting to the world around you. If by chance you're fortunate enough to work in a company that lets you be involved in the business itself and being creative within that business and moving the essence of that business forward, meaning moving the money in the business forward, you're stuck in a rut. So it doesn't really matter who your president is. Because when you're stuck in a rut of reacting to responsibilities, you're still stuck in a rut. And so is voting an honor, a privilege, a responsibility? What is it? And I think there were a lot of people who really didn't dig deep into the details of it and see what I could see, and that's okay. So I just don't want anyone to have to be the first person that tells me, the first person that I learn from as to who the President of the United States is. In 2012, I went to bed at 10-something a night, seeing the corruption once again. And I took my sweet time in discovering who it was then. And one of my friends thought that they were doing me a favor by letting me know, went ahead and told me, and I said, gee, do I need to thank you for ruining my day? Because I didn't really care. I care about the people and the welfare of the people that much, that only if the president announced that I have slashed my base of power, here's what I'm doing. I'm cutting the federal budget in half, and that it was to do away with the thing that traps every single citizen, I would be excited today. But I didn't hear that. I heard all kinds of mudslinging, as usual, nothing different. The same two-ring circus, different players. They don't allow the third ring to be in there. I watched that happen. I know it for a fact. And many of you do not realize that. But you got the same two ring circus, and I trust that one of the two in the rings is the president, and one's red and one's blue, and the white never really comes into the picture, that light of day, that would be willing to slash their base of power by cutting the federal budget in half to free the people, so that our geniuses in society, the genius minds, the ones who think in pictures, and then can pull in something very quickly, could create greater values in our nation without being held back, taken from, to make the others look important, known as politicians. So I didn't hear any of that. Maybe somebody did. But what I do know is until someone's willing to do that, until I hear words come out of their mouth about what they'll really do for us, and they can back it with something behind it so that people can see how that could happen and they can explain it well enough, I know that today's just another day in the life of the Americans, just another day in the life of the world around us, but way out there in the universe, consciousness still is a controlling component of the universe. And that's where I have my excitement, that's where I have my hope, because I know that I've seen enough proof of us affecting our own earth in our thoughts on 9/11 to give me the hope in the future. And that I've seen enough amazing things with the babies. Okay, you see, today's babies are born conscious beings. They're not the babies that were born when we lived in nature. These babies have such a leg up on babies born so long ago. They are born into conscious families, therefore they are. They are not the followers that used to exist. But if you have a family who simply follows responsibilities of work and boring routine ruts, you won't have as much of a leg up unless you get around people that understand the difference between reacting to the world around and actually acting upon thought upon thought upon thought upon thought instead of being in one thought. Oh, another little thought comes in and you act. No. When you move beyond that kind of single thought thinking, when you move into integrating multiple thoughts for multiple, well, I won't go there with you, but I will with the people that I teach tonight. I'm going to go into some deep detail. I'm not going to tell you about that because it doesn't matter. When I'm in my groove, when I'm studying hard to understand business at a deeper level than ever before, I don't spew that stuff out here because it's boring to most people. And because it's boring to most people, that's why only a few people really get ahead in the world. So I try to make it really exciting, and I believe I do, because some of the people that are on a call that I teach with a big book are making some leaps and bounds. Hubba hubba, they're going upward and onward. Whoa! I know they are. And I love it. And I love you guys enough that I won't bore you with that kind of stuff, but I will tell you that I know I will abhor the first person that comes in to tell me what I really don't need to know today because it doesn't affect my ability to move forward in the projects that I'm working on. And that the projects that I'm working on are going to provide things that are currently provided by a government that has to take from all the people. And that I'm working my details now so that the children literally fund their future. And they will understand the significance of that fun. And it's exciting. And there's nobody that's going to stop it. Because we have a broke government. And I was taught way back that what I was part of was a change. But in 2012, the gentleman who created this grassroots movement put out a writing, and it really hit me. Could have been there all along, right? Could have been there. But because of where I was, it hit me big. But wait. And I was like, oh, but wait. Wait and see. Yeah. It's like I wasn't the kid that opened my Christmas presents. Because there's something fun about a surprise. And there were the ones that peeked inside. They just open up a little corner and hope they can read a box. If the parent was smart, they boxed it in a box because they knew their kids might peek enough to see that. And then there were the kids that got really good about literally opening up their packages. Like Christmas morning came, and it wasn't even exciting. And I had that wild-like wonder and gratitude for the things that I got. And I'm still full of that. And here's what I know. Is that I learned in 2012, and it wasn't brokenhearted. I was really kind of excited thinking about it. Really, I was, because it gave me a bigger picture, even bigger than I already had, that this movement that I'm part of, we're not here to influence the other parties. And I see the ones who still believe we're gonna. And we go, They've tried for years. And the corruption can hold it all back. And so I liked what I learned in 2012. And I know you're waiting for me to get to it. Would you just get to it, Jill? What I learned was this movement was simply here to catch the fall. And that meant that I needed to be thinking harder about how the people would be caught, how we would help them when everything collapses around them. And I know how that happens. I know where real values come from, and I know how real values stick because I've been in business. I created my own. And I know that I had to always integrate forward, or the money wasn't there, or the money would stay the same, static. I would never get what I'd hoped to get, which was a complete replacement of the income that I had been making. And that if I could replace my income, I could walk away from what else I was doing and live on the net and support my two sons. And that was a whole lot more exciting than following a politician who can go upward and onward and he's happy going there, and he does get off doing that. But he's not an integrated thinker enough. Just because someone's in business does not make them understand this power that we each possess and set free the people to be that. So I didn't say much during this process. I let people get all excited and come all over the place and go all over the place and tell people all about it. I watched them, and I thought, oh my gosh, they're still following that system because we want a good leader, we want a strong leader, we want a man around the house who we can get behind, whether we're the male or female, it turns us on. You know, silently we might be jealous of somebody who has more, but there's part of us that gets excited by the rich guy on a hill. I don't care who you are, you would like to have that. So, wow is all I got to say is wow. I know some of you are getting off today because your personality, your party won. But I'm more ecstatic than ever before because over this next few years, the projects that I've created on my own, that a few other people who are with me can understand why they want to be behind, because it's going to end the power over us, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to love the people for who they are. We're not going to take from the people to be who we are. And you see a politician? Rerun, rerun, rerun. A different personality, the same concept of taking from the people. And the same borrowing from other nations because we're not teaching our own people how to create a value, be in business for themselves, and do better. No, we've got people trapped in jobs, jobs without life, jobs that don't move the essence of the business forward, which is to build wealth. And because I've done it, I get it. I had to move myself in the right ways and the people who worked for me in the right ways. I had to integrate my thinking. How can we do that better? How do we cut costs for greater efficiencies? How do we move ourselves better for greater efficiencies over our time? And it's so exciting, and you may not think so, but wouldn't you rather know how to do that than how to vote for someone who will take from you the rest of your time while they're in the office? I would hope so. And if we could just get people excited about this, do you know how many people would do something different in 2020? Wow. Hard for me to believe that by 2020, it would be 8 years since I ran for the president of the United States for the right reasons. Individuals moving forward, becoming wealthy. Individuals being set free to save us from aging. Sounds like a plan to me. Do you like it? Getting rich and not aging so quickly? Fantastic, right? 2020, maybe enough people that I know that think they know what they know and are always getting it will see the reason to come play with me over in my congregation of inspiration. Go play. If you like politics, go play in it. With the 12 Visions Party grassroots movement. And I think some people have heard about the dual pincer, but they didn't even know what it meant. And when I got caught between the pincers of people who said, you don't even need to talk about your run, and one gentleman left because he knew that there was probably things I needed to share with people. He just broke and run. He cared about this too. We don't even hear from him anymore. And there's others still talking that don't know what I learned because they shut me down from speaking. But that's their business. That's what they do to people. They're politicians. And I don't really care. I just don't have room for people like that in my life. I don't hang with people that are cancer seeds. So I put my word out to each of you. I'm going to stay out of Facebook today because if I went in there just to make a post, just to put up something, unfortunately, there's going to be something that might catch my eye again, but you know what? I wouldn't react to it. While I'm there, somebody's going to come ahead and go ahead and post on something, but I cannot react to it. I don't have to see what they post. But just because I don't have to go into Facebook every day, if it's become a rut for you, that's okay. I go in there to spread value. I don't go in there to chat and get hubba-hubbed. Some people are. Some people are unhappy in their lives, and they're trying to find a partner through Facebook. Well, I'm excited because in 2017, something that I'm working on is going to be a way to identify the right kind of partner. And you'll know whether the person is of value to even go hubba hubba with. And I'm excited because my congregation is going to another congregation. And we're going to show those people within that church how to become a qualified NeoThink man or NeoThink lady. And NeoThink is a good thing for anyone. If you think it's bad, then you just don't understand. If integrating your life forward is a bad thing, then you could say it is. if staying in a rut is a good thing, then you can stay in the rut. That's your choice. And we're all stuck in the rut of politics right now. And people are stuck in the rut of their churches right now. Because we were taught to follow when we were set free thousands of years ago. We have babies being born into consciousness. We can't hold them back. It's not happening. These kids are not playing into it. They're playing their games where their mind is stretched. You realize that when they play those games, let's just be a Mario. They had to kind of think about where they needed to go to play the game. It may seem really crazy to those of us that went out and played pin the tail on the donkey, camel fights, jump rope, those kind of things. It may seem kind of crazy to us to believe that those things could be good for a kid. Because, well, we know we got backs that show that we carried people heavier than us on our backs. Because they could reach further and take someone down. We've got all the signs of doing things that were fun, but they really didn't help our bodies, and so we're aging. It is time to slow down aging, because as you get older, you have more knowledge through the situations, circumstances, events, and the people that have come into your life. The more exposure you have to life, the more integrating you can do. When you understand this power that we each possess and you quit following politics. And I know that maybe you're listening and thinking, wow, this is completely different. It is. And through the Congregation of Inspiration, we're going to go touch the hearts of the people and help them become integrated thinkers and move on into NeoThink. Until we show these very conscious human beings that there's more to life than following, they will continue to follow. And author Mark Hamilton and his father, Dr. Frank R. Wallace, and his brother, Eric Savage, have been out there bringing this stuff to people for years. And some will, some won't. So what? If you're not willing to quit following the status quo, to become all that you can be, to integrate your thoughts, link them, instead of reacting to one thought, I'm telling you, the forces of nature, they're upon us. If I was lonely, if I was looking for it, I'm telling you, a man that came in my store, got a hug, and he hugged me more ways than most, I could have melted into his arms. But I went, who is this dude? What's he about? There ain't enough to give it up for that. You see, the forces of nature play us. Why not have the rich man on the hill? Why not have the rich lady on the hill? Because we all aspire to have that someday. And sadly, that bigger, better mentality that people have is crippling them. I can have bigger, better if I go on disability. I can have bigger, better if I get welfare. I can have. And then you meet the people that are stuck in it, and they find out they can't keep up with the cost of living that's going up because politics are involved in every business. That's a fact of life, folks. If you're stuck in a government trap and you can't keep up with the rate of inflation, it's time to tell them to kiss your butt and get behind a couple movements that are here to spring you free from the trap. But the only way you're going to spring free is by trying it. Riding along on the shirt tails of a few people will not bring you the happiness that you would get if you help create it. If you go market those two movements, people, to the concept of their own self-leadership, which is what we do when we use this consciousness. The little children prove it all the time. Go follow a little kid around for a couple days. And remember, that was you, but it was a couple generations ago. Maybe just one. And yes, they're getting smarter all the time. But if they're not taught how to use that awesome consciousness in school, they'll still be followers when they get out. And they'll be hoping that a president of the United States could make it all better, all bigger and better. Bigger and better. Man, oh, I can't wait for tonight to share with a select group of people a way I wouldn't share here. I wouldn't talk that way here because I probably could get in trouble for the words that I might use tonight. I can't say them on the air. Oh, no, am I going to cuss tonight? Well, you know what? Probably not. But I have children that listen to this, and they're learning and growing with me. And I wouldn't expose them to the kind of thinking that I'm going to expose some adults that are into the forces of nature. I wouldn't do that to the children. But there are people that are out there in pornography. They're out there damaging our children. And there are people that care. And knowing that there are people that care makes me ecstatic because we're going to change the world one child at a time. And I hope that you don't stand by and be a bystander because that won't get you anywhere. I hope you're willing to play with me. And I hope that you've enjoyed today. And that you'll be back again tomorrow, which will be Thursday already. And yes, all announced, blew the day for me. Everyone that comes in my store is going to be said, please don't tell me who won. Don't want to know. So my friends on Facebook, please don't be the one to tell me. I don't care. I care about you and me and everyone else in the whole world, in the universe. Yeah, let's create a better world. One kid at a time. See you tomorrow. Have a great day. Because you can. And I'm on my little cell phone, and I need to update a reader, so I can't play the music today, but I assure you really don't care. You know it well enough. You could be singing it. Take care.